This is Dr. Mejia. The name of the patient, Sinetra Jackson, S-H-I-N-E-T-R-A, Jackson, medical records 149-259, date of birth 3-19-1983, to referring physician Dr. Giovanni Hernandez. Procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure April 1st, 2021-22. Indications, iron deficiency anemia, epigastric pain, constipation, nausea, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, otherwise normal EGD, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, PR paragraph, depolarization, second portion of the duodenum, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, PR paragraph, operative procedure, aspirin, double temple paragraph findings. Findings, other findings appear normal paragraph esophagus, appear normal paragraph stomach. This mild diffuse patchy retinopathy and thrombotic biopsy taken at H. valori paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, oral celiac disease, pure paragraph. Please note, in the esophagus, there's a small hiatal hernia present, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigma descending colon, pure normal, pure paragraph. Splenic flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum, pure normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flow measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks. Next number, we'll consider capsule endoscopy for evaluation of anemia period. End of dictation.